Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5 radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinoza with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. And now let's join our co-hosts, Patricia Arevalo Caro and Alfonso Ruiz, for today's program.
Hello, Imperial Valley. Welcome to your weekly wellness radio show, Let's Talk About It. Let's Talk About It is brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. My name is Patricia Arevalo Caro, and I am your host for today's show. If you would like to hear any of our shows in Spanish, please tune in on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. on Radio Bilingüe 88.7 to listen to our sister show, Expressate. If you'd like to visit this show, rehear some of the information, or just share the radio show or share a podcast, we'd love for you to do so. Just visit kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It and Expressate links on the right side of the page to follow a show that interests you. Our radio show calendars, along with information about various programs and services, are available on our website, bhs.imperialcounty.org. If you have questions or feedback for us, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email to wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. We also offer free community service training courses, which are open to the public. We're always happy to welcome new faces and new participants. You can give us a call at 442-265-7442 to find out about any of our upcoming classes. Stay connected with Behavioral Health and Your Wellness Radio on Facebook, Spotify, and Instagram. If you'd like to go visit us, give us a share, a care, a like, or just, like I said, follow us just to see what we're up to. Now we will dive into this week's show. We have the pleasure of speaking with Albert Zambrano, and he is the program manager for Hey Cafe for NAMI, San Diego, and Imperial Counties. Welcome, Albert. Glad you could make it in and talk to us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. Yes, my name is Albert Zambrano Jr. I know there's another Albert Zambrano here in the Valley, but I'm the junior one, not to be confused with the grumpy old man. But I'm the cool one. Was raised and born here in the Imperial Valley. I've been, you know, here for over 30 years, you know, so I know what's it like to be here in the Valley. Pretty much, you know, I'm a family-oriented person. You know, I was guided through Christian values. You know, I'm a very introverted person, but I'm also strong-willed. I hold a bachelor's degree in psychology and also a master's degree in information technology. So that is me.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself with us. So today we're talking about NAMI of San Diego and Imperial Counties, Hey Cafe. First off, let's break up the title and let's just start with NAMI. What is NAMI?
All right. So NAMI stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And, you know, they support all types of, especially our clubhouse, which is called Hey Cafe. It's not a coffee shop, even though it sounds like a coffee shop, but, you know, it's space designed for and driven by teens, ages 14 to 25.
And that's really cool because teens guide teens. Who knows, you know, what teens like, but teens, you know, so that's really cool. So what would you say is the mission or what is the driving force behind NAMI creating, putting together this Hey Cafe?
Well, you know, the mission for Hey Cafe, it's to build a safe space, you know, more than anything, stigma free spaces where, you know, people feel, where people are being seen and heard more than anything. I believe in recovery, you know, I believe in peer support more than anything. And, especially, you know, leading, you know, our youth, you know, with the live experience. I have a lot of live experience and a lot of compassion, and that brings purpose to them.
We're saying that the participants are ages 14 to 25, you said? I'm sorry.
Yes, we focus more on the Tay age, which is a transitional age, which is 14 to 25. And that's just, you know, our funders more than anything, you know. I feel like here in the Valley, we really need to focus on our youth, you know. More than anything, they're the ones that really need those resources here in the Valley.
And it's true. You know, people say the Imperial Valley, it's a good place to raise kids, but sometimes our resources can be a little bit limited as opposed to, you know, a bigger city. But I think that Imperial Valley does the best that it can do. We have lots of cool resources. And that's kind of what the show is also trying to bring to light. You know, a lot of the resources like NAMI's Hay Cafe to the people in the Imperial Valley to let them know what's out there and what's being offered. And so, and that's kind of why we do these wellness radio shows and letting people know. But getting back to Hay Cafe, which is what we're talking about. Hay Cafe, where are you located?
So we're located on 4th Street here in El Centro. It's our physical address is 1950 South 4th Street, building 4B. We're right across from McDonald's on 4th Street. And in between, there's a nail place. I believe it's Crystal's Nails. And we're like in between La Fonda. So that's the restaurant. We're like right in the middle. So it's a small plaza there on 4th Street. And that's our location. We open Monday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m.
Okay. So you have, what, 9 hours of operation for the younger folks to go in and say hello and take a class or join a group or something like that. So if I'm a parent listening or even a youth age 14 to 25 listening, and I wanted to join Hay Cafe, how would I go about doing that?
You know, we're basically, you know, more than anything, we're a drop-off center. You know, this is a free service that we are providing. It's very simple. You know, if you're a parent, we get a tour from our place. We'll give you a tour. This is the location. This is what we do. This is what we offer. And the whole benefit of becoming a member is it takes about a 5 minute, you know, just a brief assessment, a questionnaire that you do on the computer, you know. And once you become a member, you know, you get the advantage of using our equipment, you know, that we have to offer. Our services, like, you know, we do have activities and recreation. We have arcade games. We have guitar lessons. We have movie nights, trivia nights. There's computer available, you know, tutoring, all of those.
So it's fairly simple to join. You just have to want to join and go in and attend a class or a group that you're interested in. A parent can drop off their youth or their child, they're 14 to 25, they're at the center, and they're able to go in, and as long as it's during the hours of operation, the 10 to 7, and they're able to, like, maybe get tutoring or, you know, what kinds of tutoring do you have available? What are some of the services that you have? Like, what are some of the groups that you have? What are some of the things that are available to teens, or actually teens 14 to 25, so also young adults? What are some of the services and what are some of the groups that you have available for these folks there at Hay Cafe?
We have a lot of members that they take advantage of that time, and we close a little bit later, like around 7 p.m., because we want to give those high schoolers more than anything that extra time for them to, you know, enjoy maybe a couple of hours there. And most of them, they go in there, they do their homework. We offer the tutoring services. It's basically, you know, it's like entry-level tutoring, you know, nothing too, like, you know, too difficult, but, you know, just basic English skills, math skills, you know, a little bit of everything, you know. Other than that, our three main services that we offer there, it's peer support, employment support, and the other one is education support.
If I'm a teenager or 14-year-old and I'm having, say, some trouble with math, I can go in and maybe somebody might be able to help me, not just the adults in the house, but maybe a peer, you know, somebody who maybe is a whiz at math and they're part of the group there. So that would be something that could be done for our people there, or our folks that want, that are part of the Hey Cafe, right?
Of course, this is a community center space. So we also have, we even had professional tutors from Prairie Valley College, you know, where they use the space, you know, and they tutor other members. We have other members, you know, that they're, you know, very savvy on other skills and they also help out. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, sense of belonging, and if whatever you, you know, you're there to do, or if you're an expertise on whatever, how can I say this? Whatever is your expertise, and if you're willing to help, you're always going to be welcome to.
Yeah. So like if I used to be good at math. If I wanted to maybe help with tutoring, I as an adult might even be able to do that, but you would recommend somebody who's like Imperial Valley College or even high school tutoring and helping out the other people that are there, correct?
Yeah, yeah, of course. We also want to keep it youth driven, because here's the thing. We don't want to have a clubhouse where you go in there and it feels like, oh my gosh, you don't want that sense of feeling like a classroom. You know, like you have an adult behind your back all the time, somebody supervising you. No, we want you to be yourself, you know. But we also have rules, you know, as long as you're polite and respect our rules, you know. But yeah, you know, this is more for our younger generation. It's basically a space for them.
And that's really important, that it's a safe space, that anybody of any belief or of any creed, of any nationality, can go in there and no judgment. You just go in there and you are yourself. Like you said, you know, there's adults that are in the house because, well, they have to be, but there's no adults doing the adulting stuff, like, you know, cross your legs or uncross your legs or tie your tennis shoes or anything like that. There's nobody, you know, pointing the finger like, and I'm not going to say this like at your house, but something that you would have a little bit more regimented. And like you said, as long as you're polite, you're friendly, and you follow the rules of the Hey Cafe, you'll be fine.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And when we did the Spanish show and the 3 points that you were talking about that you help people, one of them you said was employment. So how does Hey Cafe help with employment?
So the way we do it, we talk to employers here in the Valley. We talk to the managers, you know, and we try to fill up their part-timers, you know. And sometimes these companies are looking to fill up their part-time jobs, you know, and it's beneficial for them because, I don't know, it could be insurance wise, but the thing is that what we promise to these employers is that we're able to fill up those empty, spaces, those part times that they're looking for. And with the condition of if, let's say a member misses that day for X reason, maybe he got sick or couldn't make it on time. Our promise is to like have a replacement for that, you know, for that member. So, you know, that's the way we're doing it right now.
And that's really important because that offers that continuity and it doesn't leave the employer, you know, high and dry.
Yes.
They can, you know, their business can continue in operations because, you know, maybe they hired one of your folks to, you know, be a waiter and now they're short a waiter. So
yeah.
That's really cool. The other thing that, you know, that everybody talks about is stigma. And there's a high stigma rate, most especially with any kind of programs associated with behavioral health or mental health. And so there's a lot associated with that. How is Hey Cafe helping our young folks learn about behavioral health, learn about mental illness, learn about, you know, some different capabilities that people have? And how do you guys help with this stigma reduction?
First, we welcome anybody. You know, we try to reduce that pressure, that fear. You know, we want this setting to feel natural, relaxed, you know, something approachable and safe more than anything. You know, we don't have any blind spots here in our clubhouse, but we also encourage, you know, on open conversations, you know, with other peers. We try to do a lot of peer connection. We share, you know, experiences, you know, that really helps a lot. And we, more than anything, we help normalize, you know, mental health, you know. We just talk about it. And we challenge all those harmful, you know, stereotypes. So it's for them, our clubhouse is pretty much a safe haven for them.
And that's really important that you talk about it and that, you know, the young folks get the ability to share their problems, share what they're going through. You know, if they've had a bad day at school, they can drop in and they have peers there that they can speak to. Whereas, you know, they may not tell their mom, they may not tell their dad or grandma, grandpa or anybody else or, you know, foster parent, but they may tell another peer. And so that they can at least help themselves go through it, you know, walk themselves through it, which is extremely important because, you know, you don't want them to go home at the end of the day and feeling in a bad way. So this place can help, you know, help them get that through that anger, that sadness or that whatever, and just kind of say, okay, you know, this happened to me today, but tomorrow's a different day. And, you know, it's really awesome that you guys have the groups because I'm sure that people share or these young folks share in these groups that, you know, I go to counseling, I have a therapist or I take medication. So it doesn't seem like, ooh, you know, oh my God, what is that? Which is what a lot of people who don't know a lot about behavioral health issues, they kind of get scared because they don't know. It's that fear of the unknown. And programs like this help reduce stigma and they make behavioral health and mental health issues a little bit more normal, that it's not something to be scared about. It's not something that is taboo or, you know, somebody's going to do something. It's just that somebody's having a problem. And it's just like all of us, we go through problems. We go through days where we don't feel so good. And we go through days where we feel really good and we just want to share it with everybody. But that's kind of what I see you guys are doing is to help normalize any kind of problems that you're having in health and normalize behavioral health issues, which is super terrific because that is the next generation that's coming that's going to be a little bit more tolerant of mental health and behavioral health issues. So
of course, and I welcome the parents to stop by and check out the place because, I mean, I'm telling you, we have members where they feel this anxiety, all this buildup at home, and this is their escape, you know. And we had even parents say, hey, I noticed my child, you know, he's been coming to this place too often now. And I want to know what's all this about. And I welcome them, you know. So once they know about the place, they feel good about it, you know, good relief. They feel safer. So, you know, I invite them to know about us, you know, and I'd rather have them in a safe place and be out there on the streets, you know. I don't know, you know, just this new generation, it's either you being at home with the tablet or you're outside, you know, doing things you don't supposed to, you know.
Yeah, and this is one more place where the young folks can go and have good roots and good outcomes and, you know, can mingle with people of their own age, of their own age group, because they, of course, share the same interests. You know, they all probably like the PS5s. Is that what the latest one is? See how out of touch I am?
And they all like. I wish we had a PS5. And if anybody wants to donate a PS5, you know, we're going to greatly appreciate it. We got a Switch and a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, well, you know, but what? That's probably more than some kids have at home. You know, yeah, so yeah. That's really important. The other thing I wanted to ask about as we're approaching the end of this first segment is that your club hours, you said they were from 10 to 7. So if I want to go down there for 1 hour a week, or if I want to go down there for 25 hours per week, not a problem, right?
Not a problem. You're welcome to do so. Again, you know, this is, it's a clubhouse. It's more like a home. You know, I tell my members, hey, treat the place the same way you treat it at home. If, you know, you spill something, well, I mean, what do you do at home? You clean it or you just leave it like that, you know? So you clean it, you clean after yourself, you know, you respect others, you know? The same thing, you know, it's okay. If you need to step out, it's okay, you know? And you can step out and come back in as you wish, you know?
And that's really good because, you know, sometimes just manners that, you know, people need to have reinforced to them, because that's going to be the real world. You know, once these young folks get out of their homes, or if they're already out of their homes, you know, and they live in apartments, or they live in, you know, have roommates and housing or whatever, they're going to need to learn to pick up after themselves. They're going to need to learn skills like washing, you know, how to operate a dishwasher or anything like that, or those kind of skills that, you know, people think are everybody knows, but no, it has to be trained. It has to be shown. Something as simple as managing your bank account, you know, when to make sure that you're not overdrawn, or that, you know how to write a check. You know how to pay your rent. You know how to do those type of things that some of us, especially in my generation, take for granted because we grew up that way. But the younger generation, they Zelle and Venmo everybody. I mean, they have debit cards. They don't know how to do those kind of things. And it's not anything bad. It's just that's the way their generation is, because that's they have been in a more electronic type of environment than, say, somebody who's my age who grew up without a computer at home. You know, so it's not bad. It's just different. And so we just kind of need to learn those kind of things. And that's something that you all there at Hey Cafe are, you know, trying to instill into the younger folks and, you know, letting them know how to do these simple kind of things, so that they can be good employees, so that they can be good friends, so that they could be good partners to their significant others, those kind of things. And those are the things that we're going to explore just a little bit more. Some of the other things that you all are doing there at Hey Cafe to help our young folks when we come back for our second segment. So with that said, we're going to take a brief break, and we are going to be back with Albert Zambrano, who is the program manager of the Hey Cafe for NAMI, San Diego, and Imperial Counties. We'll be right back, Imperial Valley.
Let's talk about it. Bringing community mental health issues to your radio. Listen each Sunday morning to KXO AM 1230 at 7 a.m. and now on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Or log on to KXORadio.com for a 5-minute podcast highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. This program is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5. Let's Talk About It is presented as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. Welcome to the second segment of your weekly wellness radio show, Let's Talk About It. Let's Talk About It is brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. And today we're showcasing NAMI's Hey Cafe. And NAMI is the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and they have offices or sectors in San Diego and Imperial County. And I guess San Diego and Imperial County are one sector or one group, correct?
Yes, 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 of course.
And so we're speaking with Albert Zambrano, who is the program manager of the Hey Cafe here in Imperial County, located, and you're going to have to give me that address again.
That address is 1950 South 4th Street Building, or Suite 4B in El Centro, California, 92243. Open Monday through Friday from 10:30 all the way to 7 p.m.
In the first segment, we kind of got a little overview of what Hey Cafe was. And again, we mentioned the location and the kind of groups and the things you can do and how you can sign up and kind of it's a drop-in center. And like I said, the hours of operation and those kind of things. So I think what we're going to dive in is What is like a curriculum, or what are the groups that you all have there for these young folks ages 14 to 25?
Well, it all depends on the day, you know, because more than anything, we do have a calendar where we have all the services, activities that we provide. More than anything, our common discussion topics, you know, that we offer here at the Hey Cafe Clubhouse, you know, we talk about stress, you know, anxiety, depression, self-care, relationships, employment, education, identity, coping skills, you know, and personal growth.
And that's really important, because a lot of an adolescent or somebody going through their normal body changes that, you know, you go through when you're, you know, developing and becoming an adult. And so, you know, to have folks of that same age to kind of maybe talk about those things, you know, that you may not talk to your teacher or your parent because you just kind of feel a little strange and who knows what's going on, and you maybe feel a little embarrassed and things like that. So, you know, it's you have that camaraderie and that support, that emotional support, as you had mentioned before, that you get by talking to somebody of your same age and who possibly is going through the same feelings you are. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're coming up on Valentine's Day and the month of love. And so sometimes our younger folks have some troubles in that area. And so, you know, they have peers who may say, you know, who may help them out, or they have some adults as you who can help maybe guide them or talk to them or, you know, kind of steer them along. And I think they see you as, not as a parent, but as a peer, you know, somebody that they can talk to because you're there and you're able to kind of help guide them along. So that's really a good thing. These kids have the ability to go. So like a typical day, like let's just say a Monday or to what's today, Thursday. A typical Thursday, what groups do you have today?
Well, that's a good question. You know, for that, I don't have my calendar with me right now in front of me, but you know, it could be today could be a sort of a vision board activity. It could be, it probably they can be having a life skills training, you know, wellness resources, a lot of things, you know, but usually when you enter our facility, you know, and you're going to see it right in the reception area, it's going to be on your left. You're going to see a huge calendar that we have on our wall. And every day we have an activity, that we have to offer. And you guys can also see that on our social media. We do have our Instagram, you know, at Hey Cafe Clubhouse. We do have a Facebook, NAMI in Pearl Valley. And we also have a TikTok, which is at Hey Cafe Clubhouse. But depending on the day, you know.
We had kind of briefly mentioned earlier, but I want to make sure that folks out there know that now the groups that you have are led by the actual participants in the Hey Cafe Clubhouse, correct?
Some, yeah, are actual, what we call them, members, because, you know, once they become a member, it's, they're members. But yes, it includes our members and also our staff. You know, we are a team of, I want to say four, but, you know, we are a very powerful team. And thanks to our members that they also like to volunteer and help out.
And that's really good. So they're taking stock. Maybe they're our future therapists. Maybe they're our future, you know, behavioral health therapists. And so that would be so cool, you know, but you never know. It's whatever path that they want to follow is perfectly fine and great.
And I forgot to mention too that we also get volunteers from, you know, from San Diego State University, that we get students that they're doing their hours, you know, in social work or I don't know, psychology, and you know, they're always welcome. We try to work together with them, and they do the volunteer here at the club, at the clubhouse, and they always, you know, they're welcome, and I really appreciate them because they do help a lot.
And that's really a nice thing that you guys are doing, because a lot of these folks that are going through school, be it San Diego State, be it at Pearl Valley College, National University, they're always looking for places to do their intern hours. And, to be able to offer them this so that they can go in and do their hours, because they need to complete their hours or else they don't graduate. You've been through it. You know, you have your degree in psychology. So, you know, how it is. We had to do our hours, and sometimes we were hunting for hours. Mm-hmm. So that's yet another benefit that's probably not part of the curriculum or the benefits that you guys offer, but it's an extra side benefit that you guys are helping college students or university students with, helping them complete their hours. So that's really terrific.
Yeah. And, you know, if that's the career path that you want to take, come and check us out, because we got a lot of, you know, students that, hey, I'm going to do my degree in psychology. I want to be a marriage counselor, this and that. But once they do the on-hands, they get to work with all types of individuals with mental illness. It's not as simple as it seems. You know, it requires a lot of patience more than anything else, you know. And they get to see that, you know. You have to have a good heart. You have to open up your heart and have a lot of patience for that.
Patience and compassion for your
health. Compassion. There you go. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's something that sometimes we don't see in this day and age anymore. It's really important that you guys are helping instill those kind of values and just compassion for your fellow men. You know, if you see somebody struggling, let's help them out. So we had talked about earlier, it's just kind of like a 5-minute, I'm not going to say interview, but 5 minutes to get yourself signed up to be a member of the Hey Cafe Clubhouse. One thing I wanted to know, is there a cost to be a member of the clubhouse?
It's actually free. You know, we're considered to be a nonprofit. It's a free service. You know, we don't charge for anything. Of course, you know, we're always looking for, you know, funders, you know, because we want to keep this clubhouse here in the Valley for a long time. We want to, and more than anything, not focus so much on adults, but on the younger generation, because we already have a lot of programs for the adults, but not so much for this younger generation, because as it is, it's very difficult to attract the younger generation. It's very hard, you know. Most of them just want to be, and I'm not saying most of them, I'm saying it just is very hard to convince them to socialize, you know. It's more like they want to be on their homes, their own little bubble, very antisocial. They want to be on their tablets, on their computers, you know, but they need to also go outside a little, you know. But, you know, why not socialize more, you know?
And that's one thing, now that we're upon this new year, you know, it's, you know, with resolutions and things like that, it's get out of your comfort zone, you know, do something a little bit different.
Yes,
and,
yes.
This would be the perfect opportunity to do something different.
Yes, you know, I tell my kids, you know, joking around, but I'm like, I mean, go do something and go outside, you know, break something, throw a rock. I don't know, but, you know, just go out there, you know. It could be a little stressful, you know. I mean, it's your generation, you know. They just want to be at home, you know. It's all about, you know, social media, video games, this and that. But, you know, I think it's a lot healthier when you're out there, you know.
That
especially
is true.
When you get to meet new people, new peers, you know, you get to see the real world, you know.
You know, and what you're saying is super true, because you never, if you're always at home or you live in your bubble, you won't experience a lot of things that other people go through. Sometimes we don't know that there's people that are removed from their homes because the homes are not safe for that child, and you have a foster child, or that kids can't get certain things that you have. You may have the newest pair of Nikes. I guess that's a big thing right now, the Nikes. You may have, and I don't want to date myself, but the Air Jordans or the whatever, I don't know, the latest tennis shoes, I'm sorry, but you may not have the latest, and you may have the latest, but other people don't, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's just that, you know, there's circumstances that are not within their control that they are able to afford the nicest, newest pair of tennis shoes or the nicest, newest pair of designer jeans and things like that. And that this is the real world. People can't afford those things. You know, people have to put food on the table and pay their rent before they can spend $300 on a pair of tennis shoes.
Right. And we actually offer free clothing, you know, and shoes, you know, we have a small corner where, you know, they donate clothes to us, but that's really for them, for this younger generation. Hey, if you need a nice suit, you need a nice shirt for an interview, a nice pair of shoes, go ahead and grab it, you know, take as you need. And you know, it's hard to get donations here in the Valley.
Mm.
But, you know, most of our donors are out of the county or some of from here. But, you know, I feel like our county needs more revenue. I feel like let's welcome other, you know, let's welcome people to invest here in the Valley so we can have more programs for the younger generation.
It's very true. Very true. And the other thing I wanted to ask, what languages are spoken there at your clubhouse?
Well, we're bilingual, and just because, you know, the county, it's a border town. So it's going to be the Spanish and English. We haven't had any other language, but it's right for now. It's Spanish and English.
Well, that's the majority of Imperial County. That's not all Imperial County, but that's the majority of Imperial County is English and Spanish. So you're targeting the two biggest languages that this county does speak. So that's awesome. We are at the end of our second segment, and we're speaking with Albert Zambrano, who is the program manager for NAMI of the San Diego and Imperial County's Hey Cafe Clubhouse. So with that said, we will take another brief break, and we will be back at you in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It. If you have questions about services Imperial County Behavioral Health may offer that deal with today's show topic, please feel free to call 760-482-4000. Let's Talk About It is presented weekly on KXO AM 1230, FM 107.5, and KXOradio.com as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. This is our third and final segment of our show today, and we have the pleasure of speaking with Albert Zambrano, who's the program manager for NAMI, San Diego, and Imperial County's Hey Cafe Clubhouse. We've given a lot of really good information, so you need to tune back in and listen to the show in its entirety, but we've talked about the Hey Cafe and the location, which we'll say again at the end of this segment, so that you, if you want to write it down, or if you want to make sure to be able to go by and visit them. We talked about the different ways that this program is helping fight stigma, what they're doing for our youth, how they're helping our youth and young adults, because they take people from the ages of 14 to 25 at the Hey Cafe Clubhouse, and the impact that they're having on Imperial County. At the end of the last segment, we were kind of talking about the cost, that it's free to be a member of the Hey Cafe. And with any nonprofit organization, do you take donations?
Yes, yeah, we actually do take donations. And, you know, the types of donations we do take is like clothing, because we do deal with many of our members are homeless, you know, so we always try to give them, or at least they have the opportunity to pick a fresh pair of clothes, you know. It doesn't have to be nothing fancy, you know, just, you know, blankets, they do help a lot, especially here now with this cold weather. Type of donations, because we have a lot of members that, you know, maybe they're low income or they're just going through a little bit of a struggle. We always ask for like snacks, you know, simple snacks, you know, they could be like granola bars, those, juices, you know, juice, waters, you know, chips, you know, something that, you know, cup of noodles, something that it's able to stay in storage for a long time. So any type of snack, yeah, we greatly appreciate it. And then we appreciate, We do get some from Imperial Valley, the food bank, but, you know, I just, you know, wish we could get a little more for our members, you know. That's what our members are looking for. But yeah, you know, any donations, they're welcome, you know.
And it's really important to note that as we were talking in the second segment, and you had mentioned that you help with employment. And, you know, I've always been of the philosophy, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And, you know, if you guys are giving clothes that may help when someone goes for an interview to look a little bit more presentable. And I, you know, and I again, I'm of the philosophy, and not, this is not for everybody, it's just for me, is that when I have a nice outfit on or I feel good, you know, I have a nice clean outfit or something that's new to me, then I feel better about myself. I feel, you know, I feel like, hey, I can go in there and I'm confident and stuff like that. And especially some of these folks, I'm sure, don't get new items of clothing very often. And then you said that some of them were unhoused, so that may be even fewer and far between. And we, you know, we have to keep in mind that not everybody has means to have new items of clothing every single day, or have new items, or be able to go down to the stores and buy stuff, because there's other things like rent and food that are more important for the family than somebody getting a new pair of tennis shoes. And to help with the employment, you know, that helps when they go in for an interview. You know, they may have a newer pair of jeans or a newer pair of tennis shoes or a nice shirt or something like that. They can help them feel better about themselves and can also make them look a little bit more presentable. And it
exactly.
helps.
Exactly. And that was a whole model, you know, for them, to prepare them for interviews, to look sharp, you know, to give a good impression, you know. And that's why we came up with the idea, okay, well, let's try to get, you know, some clothing, but more like interview clothing, you know. And we had a couple of donors, you know. Sadly enough, most of our donors, they're out of the county, but we want donors from our county. We want the county to know that we really need to focus on our youth, you know. That's why I want this clubhouse to be sustainable here in the Valley.
And that's really important, because they're our future.
There's a saying that there's no such thing as free lunch. And that's true. You know, it's difficult to get donations, because it's a little process, you know, this and that. And sometimes they require, you know, inspections or things like that, but it's doable.
And if somebody has any kind of donations, they can just drop them off at the clubhouse.
They're welcome to drop them off anytime between, you know, 10:30 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. That's great. And, you know, we all know teenagers, they like to munch on snacks and stuff like that. So, I mean, we've probably all had a teenager in our home, or we are teenagers, and, you know, teenagers just, I mean, they're growing, you know, what are you going to do? So yes. That's really important. And all these things kind of help their employment. It helps their emotional support too. Like we said, about feeling good about yourself and things like that. So that's really awesome that you guys are doing that for them. If somebody is hesitant, saying, you know, that's really cool, but people are going to know and I have to leave the house, you know, I can't do it on Zoom. I'm not going to be able to take my tablet in there and play my video games and stuff like that. What would you tell somebody who's on the fence about joining the clubhouse?
You know, there's no obligation. You know, I welcome them. We give them a tour. You know, this is what we do. This is what we have to offer. This is a place for you. This is your place. You know, there's no obligations, no fees. Come in at whatever time you want within our hours of operation. All I ask is for you guys to be polite and respect the rules, you know. No obligation. And they like that, you know. This is not a school. This is not a prison. This is not a shelter. No, this is a space that was designed and driven by teens and for this younger generation. You want to bring your friends to hang out, play some pool? Go for it, you know.
A lot of times, kids like to do things in tandem. You know, they like to do it with somebody else. So bring a friend. Both of you can join and, you know, can check out the place for yourselves. And I bet you anything, you'll find it to be a lot of fun and a good place to meet new people, because you have you service everybody from Imperial County, correct? Not just El Centro.
It's all Imperial County, you know. If you're able to get there, you're welcome to, you know. And we always try to just follow up with them, you know. Once you become a member, a legitimate member, we always try to follow up just to check on you. Hey, you know, just we're still here. We care for you, and you're always welcome to stop by, you know. And that really works, you know, because that means that we do care for them, and you know, that way they know that we're still here.
And, you know, parents, another thing is that if you see your child just liking to be by themselves, not have a lot of interaction, you know, they like to stay at home and, like Albert was saying earlier, and play with their video games and be in a bubble. This is a good opportunity to have your children come out. It's a safe space. You know, there's no obligation. You know, the parents can go in and sign their kids up and leave them there. You know, they're going to be safe. Nothing's going to happen to them there because there are adults in the house. But you know, your child who may be struggling with a little bit of isolation, this may be a good way, because kids are, you know, peers are leading groups. Peers are helping, you know, get people out of their shell. 'Cause I'm sure you have, you know, some people who were kind of hesitant at the beginning, and then once they came in, they're kind of like, hey, this is pretty cool, you know. And
oh, yeah. We had a lot of people that have been very antisocial, you know, you know, to the point where, you know, it's like, and I mean, it's good for the parents, because at least we give the parents some time to, hey, just go to the store, go to Costco, go to Ross, wherever you need to do your shopping, leave them there with us. And, you know, maybe because the individual doesn't feel like going, or, you know, or maybe he's not used to being in stores, or maybe it's just too much for him. So, you know, start, you know, baby steps, bring him to the clubhouse, you know, sooner or later, he's going to open up and be more social with other, you know, with other peers.
And that's really important what you said, baby steps, because sometimes that's what they need, you know, yeah. Maybe an hour a day or an hour in the week, and then slowly they'll like it. They'll have fun. And you know, to me, I think that the best thing is meeting new people, meeting new people from your same town, maybe from your same school, you know, and maybe somebody that you know, wanted to approach or you have in class. And now you've made a new friend. And so when you attend that class at school, you have somebody to talk to, you know, maybe you're not isolating because you're new in the class, or you're new in school, or whatever reason it may be. People can make friends, and there's nothing wrong with having a friend or a buddy, especially somebody to study with, somebody that, you know, you can call and say, hey, I didn't get all the homework. I don't know, do they still do that, or is it homework homework differently? Because it before used to be assigned like online, but I don't know about now. It would have like a syllabus. I don't know. I've kind of been out of that loop for a while. So, you know, if you don't understand an assignment, or if you don't understand the math problem, or you don't understand the assignment that the teacher gave, then maybe you can call somebody and say, hey, can you help me out with this, or something like that. Again, I've been out of that loop for a while. So, but you know, that's kind of what you guys are doing for these young folks. And we are almost to the end of our radio show. Gosh, time has just flown. And I want to make sure that Albert has a chance to tell a story of somebody that stands out, who's a member of the Hey Cafe Clubhouse. And then at the end, we'll give his contact information before we leave.
All I can say is that the world out there is tough. You know, the world is a mess. My goal is to, and I've gotten members that are just basically, they have gone belly up. They gone to their lowest point in their life, you know, and my mission is for them to grow up, find a good family, a good job, and learn to relax, you know, reduce that stress, that anxiety. And I guess, you know, you mentioned our location, you know, I will mention that again. We're located at the 1950 South 4th Street, Suite 4B here in El Centro, California. And we're open Monday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m. And you can always find us on our social media. You know, social media, you'll find our daily activities and recreation days in at Hey Cafe Clubhouse, Facebook at NAMI Imperial Valley, at TikTok at Hey Cafe Clubhouse. And you guys can always reach out to our office. It's 760-259-8934. That number is 760-259-8934.
Well, thank you so very much, Albert Zambrano, for taking the time out of your day today to be with us here at the Weekly Wellness Radio Show. Let's talk about it. We appreciate your time. You know, if you have any questions, just give them a call. They'd be glad to answer. They're a really friendly group of folks there, and you will be pleasantly surprised at everything that they have to offer. We just touched barely on the programs that they offer. We will have in upcoming radio shows, we're going to be talking about all the services that NAMI of Imperial, San Diego and Imperial County has to offer. This is just one service that they have to offer. We hope you will join us again on your weekly wellness radio show. Let's talk about it. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 and each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio. This program features weekly community mental health issues on your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. Our co-hosts for today's program were Patricia Arevalo-Caro and Alfonso Ruiz. Thank you for listening.